It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio.
Thanks.
You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Right now, joining us, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith. Chief Smith, how you doing, sir?
I can't complain, sir. Woke up to a beautiful morning. Say a little prayer for our friends to the south of us. And you know, just amazed at how many lights have been turned back on since yesterday. Our utility, our linemen have really done a phenomenal job, but that comes from the leadership from the top and the way we prepare for it versus other states and locations. And, you know, just amazed at how fast Florida's come together to start the recovery.
Now, in Bradford County specifically, are things getting back to normal? You're going to have businesses open. Everybody's got power?
Yes, sir. Everybody's back up. Everybody's got power, getting ready for a football Friday night, going over to Newberry, play for a district championship. So trying to get things back to normal here while also preparing others to go and assist those in need around us and to the south of us to try to help out any way we can there.
The Tornadoes and the Panthers doing battle on the gridiron tonight.
Absolutely.
That should be a good game. Hey, we've been talking about this Amendment 3 on and off for a while, the recreational use of marijuana. You know, I've talked to the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and others in leadership positions. They're not real fond of this bill. Part of it is just the way it's laid out. I saw you on TV, and a handsome feller you are, but I was like, hey, is he doing a commercial for Amendment 3 for saying yes?
And yeah, I did, and that was on my own will. People said, what did you get back? Nothing. I spoke at a public meeting. I was asked how I felt about Amendment 3, and once I gave my true feelings on it, it was like throwing gas on a fire. Everybody wanted an interview. Everybody wanted to talk about it. They come up and ask, would they do it? And I said, sure, I'm that passionate. Too many young lives have been ruined over something that, to me, is less harmful than alcohol. You know, and then you look at the, they always try to use their excuses of what's written in the constitutional amendment, which is sad that we've let it come to a constitutional amendment. This should have been done, something that should have been done years ago in our legislature. And right now we have the best governor, we have the best legislature we've ever had. And if this thing was to pass, I'm sure they'd come up with a statute that is better than any place else in this country. So even the red states that have gone to recreational marijuana, if I could grow my own, I'd be for it. Well, they can add that in that statute. Well, it doesn't say where the tax dollars go. Well, I don't want it to be like the lotto.
Right.
I think we've gotten smarter since then and take those tax dollars and use it. But the big thing is, like in my jurisdiction, back in 2019, once hemp became legal, you know, it's allowed to have up to 0.3% THC in it. So every smoke vape shop just about that you can come across sells this stuff. And they don't care who they're selling it to because of the rules of the game. And I can tell you from Bill Cervone at the time, I'm sitting here looking at the letter, says probable cause because hemp and cannabis are indistinguishable by sight or smell. That alone is no longer sufficient probable cause to go forward. So in charging, because of the uncertainty, all the above, and the problems noted below, my recommendations is that if an officer can meet the odor standard and wishes to charge, that be done by sworn complaint. So it kind of took any bite that we had in possession of marijuana. There are people we can't hire, people that can't get what I call a career job because of some misdemeanor arrest of marijuana. We know that it's safer than alcohol. That's been proven through all the American Medical Association and those type things. I just think if it passes, and it's a shame that it had to be on a constitutional amendment. I just really don't like that. And people say, well, it's not in there. Well, you're right. constitutional amendments are single issue. It's like Amendment 4, totally opposed to Amendment 4 just because of my belief. That's my personal belief. That's one of God's blessings, but that's a whole other issue. About Amendment 3, it's single issue. Once it gets there, you have 6 months to create a statute that can allow certain things that they want, or we're going to do standalone stores. Nothing worse than driving through my community and seeing all these smoke vape shops, and they're selling anything and everything to anybody and everybody. I want it to be something if it's just me. Some counties may be like the old dry county, so we don't want any in our jurisdiction, as you see in some states. Others may say, we don't need but one, and it's got to be standalone, and they can only sell, and you got to have an ID. So, yes, we can create the boogeyman if we want to. At the end of the day, I had to search my soul. Most of the people that get a medical marijuana card don't need it, but they don't want to break the law, so they go and get one.
Right, right, right. And that's what I've said. Look, if we didn't have medical marijuana, then I would be, you know, very much in favor of this. But they say it's just going to be a big billionaire company or two that's going to control the whole thing. That's not really freedom. That's not freedom for Floridians. Governor DeSantis always says, you know, Florida's free. You should be able to, you know, grow your own, in my opinion. And like you said,
absolutely.
Maybe
I do too.
Yeah, maybe that'll be rectified by the legislature. I also thought I did have to chuckle when you talked about dry counties, because don't you really have a long storied history in Bradford County of moonshining?
We do. It's a big history. But why do I have to buy it now? I can go to the liquor store and I can pick, well, I want a beer, I want wine, I want 80 proof, I want 100 proof. No different. People say, well, the marijuana today, well, yeah, back when we grew up, it was the less than 3% homegrown stuff. We go to the liquor store now, pick your poison, whatever it may be, pay your sin tax. But I want to make sure that we're able to direct those taxes to education. I think education is where it belongs. I think that's how we make. I was a big DARE officer back in the day. That's where we start with our kids. You know, in states that have come up with recreational marijuana, studies have shown that teenage use amongst marijuana is down. Opioid deaths are down. It's how we control it. We don't want to be a California. You know, which is funny. California was one of the first states in our country to ever make it illegal, and they were one of the first states in the country to make it legal. But they're a mess. I've been out there. It is a stinking mess.
Let me ask you about this. As a law enforcement officer, you know, you pull people over when they drive erratically. What about that and people under the influence of marijuana getting behind the wheel?
Yeah, and there's ways of dealing with that now. As you know, when we stop you for alcohol, we still have to do the field sobriety test. And that's where you find most of your probable cause to go forward in making a DUI arrest. Well, we make driving under the influence of marijuana now is illegal. The biggest problem we have now is people driving under the influence of their medications that are prescribed by a doctor. That's creating some of our biggest mess that we have.
Yeah, yeah, you got me there. I'm sure that does take place. Heck, they've done studies where sleepy drivers are just as dangerous as people that are high, stoned, or drunk.
Can I tell you the worst one now? Texting and driving.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I ride a motorcycle.
God bless you. You're braver than me, and I got brothers that love them and build them. But I'm hard. My truck's been hit everywhere but the title. I need to be on all wheels I can get.
Wow. All right. So you're still an advocate for number 3 on the amendments. You say some adjustments you feel like could be made in the legislature.
We got the best legislature we've ever had, and the best governor. I'm telling you, his leadership. Look, I don't agree with him on this one, but he's still the best governor we've had. I'll put him up against any governor in the country and our legislature. You look at what we've got there now in protecting the state of Florida and our leadership. And me and my wife don't agree on everything, but we still sleep in the same bed every night. And I'm still with Governor DeSantis.
Well, there you go. All right. So you've made excellent points, and this will give people, you know, they'll have conversations and hopefully make a...
Read the amendment, and we should be reading all 6 amendments, by the way, all 6, because there's some very misleading things on a couple of the others that it grinds my gears. But read this, because people say, well, if I can do this or it doesn't state this, read the constitutional amendments before you vote on them. That's all I ask.
Yeah, and we appreciate it very much, and we appreciate you being candid and talking about this issue. And we will let's make it kind of a regular thing where we touch base with you.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate what y'all do, because without y'all are the real media. It gets out the message to the listeners, and I can't ask for a better show than what y'all do every morning, because I tune in.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate that very much. Sheriff, you stay safe and keep everybody safe in Bradford County.
Same to y'all, my friend. And go Tornadoes.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.